Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, live in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's not only fluoridated, it's also Fukushima irradiated, which is good for the economy, because now everybody can get a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. Speaking of good news, we have Pastor Lindsay Williams on the line. Chaplain, welcome to the program.
Vinnie, thank you so much for letting me be with you today, and I love that, south of the equator brogue accent you have down there in New Zealand and Australia.
Yep, it is a nice one indeed. The ladies like it. Now, you said that you've got some new information to share with us, Chaplain.
Well, Vinnie, yes, I do. And in fact, let me urge everyone in your listening audience to please get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you names, dates, places. This is going to be a very unusual time today. I don't think I've ever had the privilege of doing a show with you before quite like this, because the information I've been given, I wouldn't call it startling. I would call it informative, and if you take it to heart, I think you'll find that it'll be very beneficial to your family, to your finances, to your dinner table, to the welfare, and maybe even to the health of your family. So everyone out there in your listening audience, please take a moment, go and get a pencil and paper, because you're definitely going to want to write down the things that I have just been told within the past few days, Vinnie.
Okay. Well, how about you you lay it out for us as best you can?
Well, I will try to do just that. And I guess the best way to start is to say, all right, let me go back a ways. You always have new listeners. There are people whom I've never met before. They have not the slightest idea why I can say some of the things I'm going to say today. So allow me, if I may, to give just a brief background. Many years ago, I was actually invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain for a three-year period. I had been the pastor of a church 12 years prior to that, and by the providence of God, I was invited, just an ordinary everyday ministry, and there's nothing special about me at all. It's just by the providence of God, he put me into position. And as a result, I got to know fairly well, in fact, in some areas on a personal basis, some of the people that you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. And over the past 38 years, I've kept in touch with these people. They've told me things in advance that were going to happen in the world. And it seems that they always happened exactly like they said it. Let me assure everyone out there in your audience, if you ever had any doubt in your mind, please don't doubt again. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. I say it as emphatically as I can. I know because I lived with them. I sat across the dinner table from them. They were not coming to my church. I was on their oil field when they were producing the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And as a result, it was a completely different relationship than what a person would have if you just happened to meet one of these people on a social basis. And over these years, I have tried to tell the world what these people have told me, because I knew that it could save people great heartache, a lot of misery. And we're getting to the place in the world now where things are happening so rapidly. I think even the elite themselves are getting to the point where they realize that they have to accelerate their program because of so many people waking up. Vinny, really, what's happening with the news getting out there of what's taking place and what the elite are doing, to the point that it's even frightening them. They realize that they have to do something. So you by now, you've had time to go and get those pencils and paper. And let me try to explain just how it happened. Excuse me for having to clear my throat. I came back in on a flight on yesterday, and whichever you're flying in those airplanes, sometimes you pick up something. So anyway, you'll forgive me if I have to kind of stutter a little bit here and clear up my throat every now and then. A number of days ago, I was on the phone with one of my friends, and in the course of the conversation, he said some things that I knew the entire world had to know. I think he was probably telling me more for my own sake and for the sake of my family than he was anyone else. And when he finished telling me what he did, it wasn't that I doubted him, because these people behind closed doors have planned everything. And I never doubt what they say, because they've never been wrong. But I was so concerned that after the conversation of about 45 minutes, I contacted a second friend of mine whom I've been put in touch with, who knows likewise everything that's going on behind closed doors. And I sent him an email, and I said what I have just been told, and I told him what I'd heard. And I said, can you verify this? Is it true or false? He sent me back an email, and he said, Chaplain, everything that you just heard is true. That's all he would say. He refused to elaborate on it. I don't know whether he thought maybe I should not have been told it. I'm not quite sure what. But he said, yes, it's all true. At that point, I knew that I had no choice but to do everything I could to get the message out. So, Benny, I contacted you, and I said, please, if you'll allow me to, I think I can save your listening audience a lot of heartache if they actually know what is going to take place, what is happening in the world. And that's when you allowed me the privilege of being on your show today. Now,
well, you do bring a lot of information to the floor, Chaplain, and I noticed that you're always thanking the host for coming, for allowing you to come on their shows, but the reality is all the hosts should be thanking you for taking all of this time and effort that you go through to come and explain all these things to people.
Well, Vinny, you know, it was by the providence of God that I was put where I was many years ago to know these people. There's no way that I, as an ordinary, everyday minister, could have ever been put into such a position. And I feel that I have a moral obligation to tell everything that these people tell me. They're in their 70s and 80s now, and they're very concerned about their own family, some of them, because they've raised up children. Their children are out in the business world. They've given them a college education. And they're concerned about the world, the way it's going, even though they were the ones that helped to form it this way. So I just consider it an honor that I can be on a program and tell people these things. Now, basically the way it came about was this. They said, Chaplain, if you would like to know exactly what's going to happen, go here and you'll find it. Now, they oftentimes do this. Over the 38 years that I've been in touch with some of these people, numbers of times they've actually not actually told me what's going to happen straight out, but they would say, Chaplain, if you want to know what's going to happen, go here and you can find it for yourself. So, since you have the pencil and paper handy, I'm actually going to tell you where to go on the web and find this for yourself, and I will explain it as I go along as they explained it to me. Because oftentimes whenever I get something like this, then I have to go back to them and ask them, am I interpreting this correctly? So if you'll write down the following, write down April the 2nd of 2013, and you want to go to the New York Times. You could not find a more liberal newspaper in America. And in the New York Times, the elite told you something. Now, please catch these words, told you something. Now, let me try to explain what I mean whenever I say they told you something. When I lived with the elite many years ago, one of the first things I learned about them, just from being with them, rubbing shoulders with them on a regular basis, driving in vehicles with them around the oil field up there in Prudhoe, One of the things I learned was they do have a code of ethics, believe it or not. Now, it's not the same code of ethics, Benny, that you and I have, not the code of ethics of the Bible. But they do have a code of ethics, and one of the facets of that code of ethics is they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it. Well, they did. In fact, they have just told the world one of the most important things I think that the elite have ever told outright. And if the average person knows where to go to find this, they will find it literally one of the greatest beneficial items that the average family could possibly imagine. Now, they call these buzzwords. They may use a movie to tell you what they're going to do. That's right. Oftentimes, out of Hollywood, they tell you things. Other times, they'll tell you through the New York Times, like they did with the article that I'm going to show you in just a moment or two. Sometimes, they will use the national news media, the liberal news media. Oftentimes, they'll put in buzzwords. If a person knows how to tune their ear to what these people are saying, they can know what's going to happen tomorrow, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, maybe even a year from now. I don't think they have ever given me anything in all of the years that I've rubbed shoulders with these people and kept in touch with some of them. I don't think they've ever given me anything that was as positive, direct, and outright explanation of what they're going to do. So I'm going to give you the place where they gave it, and they did. They gave it. And I'm going to give you the buzzwords, and this is a part of that code of ethics that they have to tell you this, and they did. The date is April the 2nd of 2013. The place is the New York Times. Now, whenever you go on the Internet, please type in David Stockman Warns. That's right. You'll find it on the Internet, still there. I saw it just the other day again after I'd gone and looked for it myself. David Stockman warns. He didn't really warn. He said everything that they warned him to say, and it is amazing. David Stockman warns, New York Times. Okay, I'm going to read you some of what he said, and then after I've read a sentence, I'll come back and try to help you understand exactly what he's saying. Now, many of you will remember who David Stockman is. David Stockman was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan when he was president of the United States of America. David Stockman is very well admired and looked up to in the financial world. When he says something, people sit up and take notice. And David Stockman just wrote a book. But in the New York Times, he says some things that are so powerful. And I'm going to read you some of them right now. Let me take it, and I'm going to quote right out of the New York Times. Stockman wrote that the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash even while Main Street economy remains weak. The combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. Now, let me try to explain to you what he's saying. You'll remember that during the last few months of President Bush, our previous president to the present one that we have, President Bush, in the last few months, all you heard was, we've got to bail the banks out. If we don't bail the bank out, the entire financial system of the world is going to collapse. And it would have. Believe me. This was intentional. And as a result, Congress was forced. They had no choice. They were told they had to, or there was going to be a financial collapse, that you must initiate a program to give away billions and trillions of dollars to banks not only in America but around the world. And they called it Quantitative Easing 1. And believe me, the banks would have collapsed worldwide if Congress had not done what they had done. It wasn't just a ploy. It was for real. Now, David Stockman says here that the quantitative easing policies that followed the credit crisis, which was during the last part of the administration of George Bush, he said They flooded the stock markets with cash, and he said what they did is unsustainable. Now, that word unsustainable is not new to you. We've heard that from many sources in the financial world recently. So he's not saying something new, but he's punctuating it and saying that this policy cannot continue. Now, let me try to explain this because they explained it to me. They said, Chaplain, we were not ready. I hope you're catching this, please. This is so important. They said, we were not ready for the dollar and the currencies of the world to collapse yet. Did you catch that? They said, it could have. And they said, it would have. But they said, we were not ready for it to happen yet. Now, it was about a year later when one of my elite friends told me why they didn't want the collapse to take place yet. And I put it in my DVD series, if I remember correctly, entitled 2012, The Beginning of the End. But they weren't ready for it to happen. Why? They wanted to create, the elite did, and they're still in the process of doing it. They wanted to create such massive debt all over the world, in every nation of the world, every person, every state, every city, every county, every country. They wanted to create such massive debt that when they finally decide to collapse the derivative market, everybody will be begging for the World Bank, for the IMF, for the elite, for the New World Order to step in and bail the world out of the mess it's in because they'll be hurting so bad. They do not want a financial collapse yet. Did you catch this? I know you're hearing it everywhere imaginable. Some of my friends who are talk show hosts are saying, oh, there's going to be a financial collapse next 30 days. It's going to be a next financial collapse next 60 days, 90 days. No. No, please. Take heart. It's not going to happen in the next 30, 60, or 90 days. You are going to see it happen, and you cannot let your guard down, because if you do, you're going to hurt yourself terribly. But Stockman warns here of exactly what's going to happen. He said that this policy of QE1, quantitative easing 1, then behind that came quantitative easing 2, behind that came QE3, and he said this can't continue.
Lindsay, unfortunately, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with Chaplain Lindsay Williams on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
I got some so-called friends. I'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Let's go straight back to Chaplain Lindsay Williams. Welcome back from break.
Vinnie, thank you so much again for letting me be with you today. You know, the information that my elite friends just gave to me is so vitally important to every household and every person out there in your listening audience. So, again, let me begin with the information that they said, Chaplain, go to this place and look, and you will find what is going to happen next. Of course, consider that this has been planned behind closed doors for a long time. They knew way back in the latter part of the administration of George Bush what was going to happen, and they know exactly what's going to take place from this point on. So again, I hope you've written down the date, April the 2nd, 2013. The newspaper is the New York Times, and in it, they are actually confessing to you what is about to happen. And David Stockman, who was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan, actually wrote this article for the New York Times, and in it is kind of a synopsis of the new book he has written, but in it are the buzzwords of them telling you everything that's going to happen. So I'll begin back again reading the last statement, the one he just gave. Stockman wrote that the quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash. Even while Main Street economy remains weak, the combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. That means it cannot continue as it's going. That's what the word unsustainable means. It means at some point, all of this has to come to an end. Well, they know it's coming to an end. Now, I'd like to tell you exactly his warning. The next sentence in the New York Times is the warning that the elite have given to you. Yeah, that's right. To you, Vinny. To me. To every person out there in your listening audience today, they actually are saying to you, you better listen. This is what's going to happen. Quote, when it bursts, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. Oh, I hope to goodness you realize how important that is. Let's consider now that at the end of the administration of George Bush, if there had not been quantitative easing one, what would have happened? The banks would have closed. There would have been a 1929. It not only would have happened in America, it would have happened all over the world. Do you realize what David Stockman is saying here, what the elite are telling you here? Let me read it again. When it burst, he didn't say if it's going to burst. He didn't say maybe it could burst. He didn't say possibly it's going to happen. He said when it burst. Do you realize that they're telling you now that they are already beginning to plan the date for the collapse of all of the currencies of the world? You heard me correctly. Not just the American dollar. For the euro, for China, for Japan, for Russia, every country, as well as the United States of America. He said, when it burst. And he said, the next thing is, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. That means that this time, instead of producing a QE 1, 2, or 3, they're going to let them fail. Do you realize what that means? That actually means that they are going to allow the banks to close their doors. Folks, it is underway. It is already planned. They have an approximate time. I haven't been given the date yet. I will assure you of this. The moment that I am told by my elite friend that it's going to happen on a certain time or about a certain time, I will tell you. Benny, I promise you, I will either email you, I'll call the network. I will do something in order to try to get in touch and let you know how drastic it is. And I have been fairly well assured that I will know it's going to happen before it happens, and I'll try my best to let the world know so you've got time to do something about it. So he said, when this system that was begun with quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3, he said, when this burst, he said, there will be no bailout of the banks next time. They'll close their doors. There'll be a bank holiday. It's all over with. Now, the next statement that David Stockman gave in this article is probably the most phenomenal statement I've ever heard the elite give. I mean, literally. I mean, I told you that this is going to be a different type of broadcast today. I've never said things like this before. I've never been able to say things like this before over any program until it was given to me just recently. Many, many times over the years, people have called in on a radio show and they've said, Chaplain, we do believe that at some point there is going to be a financial collapse. But they said, what will it be like? Have you ever wondered exactly what the next 1929 through 1933, which back in those days they called it the Great Depression, have you ever wondered what it's going to be like this time?
Well, it's going to be,
you realize,
the Great Depression look like nothing.
Yeah, the elite have for the first time ever, now please understand this, for the first time ever, to me or to anybody else, to my knowledge, they've never put it in writing before until right now. They actually are ready to tell you, and I'm going to read it to you in a few moments. I'm going to read you exactly what the next financial collapse is going to be like. Did you catch this? I've wondered this myself for years and years. I'm 77 years of age. Still do anything I want to, and I'm in great health. But I have wondered myself, what's it going to be like? What is going to happen this time? Is it going to be 29 through 33? And I have never been given a definition until right now. They actually gave you the definition in the New York Times, and you never need to wonder again what this financial situation is going to be like. And I am about to read it to you right now. Here goes. Quote, instead, America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity and violent political conflict, extinguishing even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. Now, that is the definition given to you directly by the elite. I've never been given a definition before. Here it is for the first time. And let me try to decipher what he's saying. He said, America will descend. Now, you talking about coming out of the recession? No way. We're on the verge of the exact opposite of coming out of the depression or the recession. America will descend into an era of zero-sum austerity. Now, I hope you'll catch these words, and when you go back and actually read this article in the New York Times for yourself, and have time to mull over these things and to think them through and to get the words. He said there's going to be major conflict in Washington. He said it is going to extinguish even today's feeble remnants of economic growth. The elite, for the first time ever, to my knowledge, have actually given you right now a definition of the next great financial crisis that is going to take place. It's not going to take place in the next month, nor the next 2 months, nor the next 3 months. From what I am gathering when I talk with my elite friends, I think, now this is not a word from them, but I think that you probably have a year to a year and a half. I wouldn't push it, though, and I wouldn't guarantee it. And please don't go out and say that I set a date, because I did not. I'm telling you that from what I am listening to and hearing, I think that they want to create such massive debt in the entire world, debt like this world has never known before, debt such as nobody can comprehend the immensity of the debt that they're going to create, to the point that it'll finally get to the place that the American dollar has lost so much of its purchasing power that your children will be begging for food. You'll be asking for enough gasoline to put in the gas tank to get to work. The economy will be in such a condition that you will beg them for certain things, and that's exactly what they want. That's what the New World Order wants. They want you to get to the place that you will ask them for a way out. Now, for the first time ever, you have just been given the definition of the next 1929 through 1933, and they have it planned. Now, I want to give you the second place. That's right. They gave me two places. That was the first one. It was the New York Times back in April, and David Stockman was the one that they used the words to write it. Now, I want to give you the second place that they told me to go. And this one is more revealing than even what David Stockman said. Please write down the date of April the 5th, 2013. The place is the Export-Import Bank Conference that was held on that date. And the speaker was Vice President Joe Biden. Now, you have the background to it. You can go on the Internet, and you can look this up for yourself. Please do it. Don't just take my word for it. Don't take the word of my elite friend for it. They only told me how to interpret what's here. I'm trying to help you understand right where it is. Again, April the 5th, 2013, Export-Import Bank Conference, Vice President Joe Biden, and he said four things. I hope you have that pencil and paper to write them down. And then when you go back to the article yourself, you'll pick these four things out. You'll have to listen through the entire speech in order to get these four items. I'm going to point them out to you. And then when you listen to it, you'll see the background to it. Joe Biden, I'm going to put it just the way it was quoted. Joe Biden called for the creation of a new world order. Now, that's nothing new. You've been hearing that ever since Daddy Bush said it back many, many years ago. So I'm not telling you anything new there. You know that they wanted a new world order. It's the next three statements that are vitally important to your dinner table and to your welfare. Joe Biden called for the creation of a new financial institutions. Did you catch those three words? New financial institutions. Now, let me try to interpret if I can. What is a bank? A bank is an institution. He doesn't want the present ones. He wants them to fail. Now, what did David Stockman said? David Stockman said there will be no more bailout. It's all over. And whenever they get ready for the collapse to take place, all they have to do is just don't pump any more money in. Just stop. And whenever they do, it will happen. They're pumping it in right now, billions and billions of dollars every month. There's coming a time when they will stop doing that. And when they do, he says, we want new financial institutions. They'll allow the present banking institutions as we know them today to collapse. They will allow the currencies of the world to collapse. They will use the derivative market in order to do it. And he said, we want some new financial institutions. Now, let me give you the second phrase that he used. Joe Biden called for updated global rules. Oh, my goodness. I hope you're catching this. Please think this through. Updated global rules. What is the rule of order of the United States of America? What is the supreme law of the land in this country? It's the Constitution of the United States of America. It says right in our Constitution that it is the supreme law of the land. It is the main rule of order in this country, and nothing can override it. The Supreme Court can only interpret it, but they can't override it. Congress can do nothing. That is, if they do it according to the rules that our founding fathers laid down, they can do nothing except what the Constitution says that they have to do. Mr. Biden says, we want some updated global rules. We want to, do you realize he's calling for the extinction of the Constitution of the United States of America? I hope you're getting this. Updated. He wants something different. He wants a new one. New rules. Do you realize that this man, the Vice President, Joe Biden, placed his hand on the Bible, and he swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. This one statement alone before the Export-Import Bank on April the 5th should impeach this man. I mean, this is literally turning your back on your own nation. He's saying our present Constitution is not good enough anymore. We've got to have updated global rules in our new world order and new financial institutions. Now for the third expression. Now you'll find all of these in this speech. And please go back and listen to it. You'll have to listen to it three and four times to catch them all. I'm just pointing out the buzzwords to you. The third expression they use is a level playing field. Now think it through. Level. That means there's nobody that's supposed to be above the other. Everything is supposed to be on the same level. America is supposed to be equal to Mexico. And Mexico is supposed to be equal to America. And third world countries are supposed to come up to our level. And we are supposed to be brought down to their level. The great American dream must be a thing of the past because the rest of the world doesn't have what we have. He said, we want a level playing field. Do you realize how they have already started doing this? They took our industry to China and India and Japan. And they took it off to Mexico. They have taken our great corporations and...
Pastor, we're coming to break now yet again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Chaplain Lindsay Williams on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after the break at American Freedom Radio. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment of the first hour with Chaplain Lindsay Williams, and you may have noticed that I've just been kind of sitting back and listening. I like listening to him speak. Chaplain, if you would continue.
Well, Vinny, this is so important to the welfare, to the very survival of every person out there. if right now, if you will take advantage of the wonderful window of opportunity that you have, the American dollar is still fairly strong. There are some things that you can do right now that you will not be able to do 6 months to a year from now. But, Vinny, before I go any further along that line, I need to point out something that I'm getting from my elite friends recently that they're worried about. I mentioned at the beginning of the program that they are very concerned themselves that so many people are waking up. And it's because of programs just like yours, Vinny, and the network that we're on today, that so many people are waking, literally millions and millions of people are waking up to the issues. The first thing that happened that I want you to realize is, I think, honestly, this is me speaking, this is not my elite friend speaking at all, I really think that America is probably the only nation on the face of the earth that I know of that has the possibility of making a turnaround. And I honestly think that there is a probability of it. Let me try to express why. Many of you remember when the Sandy Hook event took place and those children were killed by this freaked-out young person. And our president took advantage of that and made the statement that he was going to do everything in his power to be able to pass legislation to control guns in the United States of America. The American people rallied and rebelled as I have never known them in my entire lifetime. I've never known people do this. The President of the United States of America became the greatest gun salesman that this country has ever known. The firearm stores were wiped out in a matter of days. Firearms could not be gotten. The ammunition, you couldn't buy it if you tried, and you still can't. The lines. I went the other day to Walmart to get some shotgun shells. My son loves skeet shooting. And the man just laughed at me when I walked up to the counter in the middle of the afternoon. He said, if you want anything at all, come back at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I said, what do you mean? He said, our supply comes in every morning at 7 o'clock. And he said, we put it out on the shelf. And he said, it's gone within a matter of minutes. He said, people actually line up at Walmart every morning to get anything that they can get in the way of ammunition. It's almost unavailable, and people are buying it as fast as they can get it. The President of the United States of America hit a spot with the American people that shows that there is a possibility. Now, I'll never forget the experience that I had in Canada a while back, when I was lecturing, and a gentleman walked up to me after my presentation, and he said, Chaplain, I have a request for you. And I said, okay, what can I do for you? He said, I want you to go back to America. And he said, I want you to do everything in your power to preserve the Constitution that you have. And I said, why? He said, we don't have one of those in Canada. He said, our Constitution does not allow us the freedoms that you have in America. He said, America is the only hope of any nation on the face of this earth, and any hope of the world ever turning around. He said, if there's any place that it can happen, it's in the United States of America. And he said, Chaplain, I want you to go back there and fight for everything you're worth to keep that Constitution, to keep that freedom, and to not allow the politicians to take it away from you. I'll never forget that. And I think for the very first time in America that we saw something happen when our president said that he was going to do everything in his power to limit firearms in America, the American people showed their Yankee intuitive freedom personality for the first time that I've ever seen it happen. And would you believe, from what I'm hearing from my elite friends, it literally scared the daylights out of them. I hope you're catching this. It scared them to death. Why? They realize that they've got something on their hands that they can't control. And for the very first time, the American people woke up and did something. They can't even get a gun control measure out of committee to put it on the floor of the House or the Senate. It won't go anywhere. No congressman dares to touch it. And the American people rose to a height that I've never seen them before. The elite are concerned about this because Americans are probably the only hope. Now, may I say for myself personally, I believe that there honestly is the potential of a turnaround in the United States of America. Now, I don't think I can't say that for Canada. As a man said it when I was up there a while back, I don't think I can say that for England. I can't say that for Russia or China. And I'm not quite so sure, you know, the Australians gave up their guns years ago and didn't rebel like the American people did just recently. I think the only hope and the possibility we've got right now for one nation to stand out and say we aren't accepting these policies of the New World Order and do something about it. I really think there is hope in the United States of America for that happening. Now, the reason I'm giving you what I'm giving you, as the elite gave it to me, is because I want you to know what their plans are. But keep something in mind. These people are not God. They just think they are. They don't always get their way. And I think this time they aren't going to get their way. And I like to express when I think the next great American revolution is going to take place. First, it was guns. And the people rose up and said, we're wiping out the gun stores. We're buying every piece of ammunition we can get. You're not taking them away from us, government. We don't care what you say. You aren't getting them. I think the next great rebellion or revolution, whatever you like to call it, of the American people is going to be when the health care program comes in at the beginning of 2014. You are going to see the same reaction again, except this time it's going to be much more violent. And the elite know this. And as a result, they are moving forward with their program and have tentatively, and I want to put this word tentatively in here, the elite are working toward a date for the collapse of all currencies right now. Now, I've never said this before. I knew all in the past they were going to do it. But never before have I said that they are working toward a date right now for this to happen. And I think that they have accelerated that date somewhat because of what they saw when the American people said, you aren't getting our guns. And that was a rebellion across this country like I've never seen it before. Now, keep in mind what David Stockman said. He said, when it bursts, it is going to happen. If they have their way, I don't guarantee they're going to have their way because of what I'm seeing in America. But if they do, this is what they'll do. And you have a definition for the next great financial event. And then you have everything that Joe Biden says that the New World Order wants to do. You have it all right here. And the elite have given it to you. I'm pleading with you. I'm begging with you. And I know, Benny, that you have an audience that's very knowledgeable. You're alert. You're not like the folks that are out there asleep with the head in the sand. You've got an audience that will take this to heart. And that's the reason I'm so glad that I could be here today. You must listen to what the elite have just told you. For the first time, they've put certain things into writing, and they've given you their buzzwords as exactly what they're intending to do. He is telling you what the New World Order is going to do, and if you listen, you can spare yourself great heartache. Keep one thing in mind. In 1929 through 1933, at the time of the Great Depression, there were many people who made great fortunes. Yes, not everyone stood in a soup line. There were many people who made fortunes because they knew it was going to happen. They had been forewarned. You've been forewarned today. I told it to you right from them because they've basically said to me, Chaplain, this is what you've got to do for your family. Now, I've told you where to go to get it. This is one time, Vinny, this one program today that I've had the privilege of doing with you so far. This is a time that I'm not telling you this is what Lindsey Williams thinks. I'm not saying this is what I heard from my lead. I'm actually telling you where you can go and get this for yourself. I've given you the place. I've given you the date. I've given you the buzzwords of the elite today so you can actually go and get it for yourself. Now, with these things in mind, you can spare yourself great heartache, Benny.
All right. Well, I also wanted to think about this for a moment here. And you just sort of concentrate on the type of life that you're living now. How many years have you been on this earth? How many massive changes have you seen? How many economic crises, how many false wars, how many people have been arrested for no reason on trumped-up charges and demonized in the courts and over the media and everything like that. And then imagine for a moment that all of these things that you've experienced over the entirety of your life, even the things that you've learned about, horrible things that have happened before you were even born, are like nothing compared to what is coming. Just ponder that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, and be, well, I say, grateful that you're alive at this point, and grateful that you're at least receiving the information that might just save your life if you were to be paying attention, and not just paying attention, but also taking action based upon this information, doing a little bit more of your own research in order to ensure that you've got some basis to it, that it's clarified for you, and that you're taking steps to protect yourself and your family and save yourself a lot of heartache in the meantime. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Chaplain Lindsay Williams is my guest. His website is prophecyclub.com, I believe. And we will be right back after this break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, front lines. Listen, consider this a distant early warning. Fire's imminent, pollution, gathering dust particles, funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation to fed, check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island procrastination in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's the lighter side of genocide because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go frickin' nuts. What my job is, ladies and gentlemen, is just to interview and give a platform to the people who know what they're talking about. Doesn't necessarily mean I do, but they might do. And you may as well just listen. Because, hey, what have you got to lose, really, by listening to somebody telling their honest opinion and revealing some real, very important facts? Chaplain Lindsay Williams is my guest. Welcome back.
Vinny, it's a privilege to be with you today, and when I heard what I heard from my elite friend just a matter of days ago, the first thing I did was I said, I have to tell the world, and of course I contacted you and many others, and we went in studio, I did immediately, and put every bit of this on a brand new videotape series that we just came out with 1 week ago. It's entitled, New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. Now, these are new. These are things that I had never gotten myself before. I've told you where to go and find them. You can get this new DVD series if you wish. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web if you wish after the program today to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll free 888-799-6111. And by the way, you'll hear American operator. You won't hear someone from the South Pacific or China, someone else answering the phone. You'll hear an American operator, 888-799-6111, or prophecyclub.com. New signs the elite have given me. Now, you can save yourself a lot of heartache, and I believe that there is time, I honestly do, with what I'm hearing, I honestly believe that there's time to see a turnaround. I don't think that the elite are going to accomplish what they want, merely because of what happened in this gun issue recently. It was driven home so much to me. And I got a number of emails, by the way, from my elite friend after this issue with guns. and stating, oh my goodness, how the American people are rising up, what they're doing about this, how they're taking action about it. And they took notice of that, and they realized that they have a problem on their hands. So, Vinny, at this point, I guess probably a good place to go would be to actually tell you what happened in Cyprus, as they explained it to me, which was very revealing to me, and then how they may try something similar to Cyprus in other countries of the world. So let me point out what happened in the Cyprus event here, if I may, because it's not what you saw on the news media at all. The reason for what happened in Cyprus recently, it was quite different than what you've been told. And when I was told what it was really all about, I was literally dumbfounded. Now, you know what happened in Cyprus. The banks closed. And they immediately announced that they were going to withdraw 9% from every account of anyone in Cyprus. Well, then the government finally had to back off from that because the people were rebelling so much. But what was the real reason for what happened in Cyprus? And here it is. I would have never known it if my elite friend had not told me privately. He said, Chaplain, the real reason for Cyprus was that Cyprus was a money laundering country for the super wealthy of certain countries. Let me name them for you. The super wealthy of Russia and a number of the super wealthy of Europe and a lot of drug lords and terrorist groups were laundering money through the country of Cyprus. Now, let me try to point out the different classifications of people so you can understand what my elite friend told me. Imagine, if you will, way up here at the top, the very top, above anything that you possibly can imagine, this is where the elite are. But there are many, many super wealthy people in the world who are not a part of the elite. Let me assure you of that. So way up here at the top are the elite, the New World Order crowd, just a few of them. I have a handful or two. Then down from that, you've got super wealthy people who aren't a part of that group, but they are super wealthy. And then you've got the wealthy, and then you've got the upper middle class. Well, there were super wealthy people and wealthy people in Russia and Europe and drug lords and terrorists who were laundering money through Cyprus, and the elite, please catch this, the elite way up at the top had to wipe out their money. Please, I mean, this is so bizarre. When you see it, you'll understand. They had to wipe out the money that those people had. Suppose for a moment that you are a super wealthy Russian. You're not a part of the elite now, but you're super wealthy Russians, and there are many in Russia who have made it well. And let's say that you had $10 million in a Cyprus bank, and all of a sudden the bank closes, and you've lost everything that you've got in that bank. Now, keep in mind how it works in the United States of America. We have something called the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and anything $200,000 and less, if the bank closes, they say that they will give you that money back, because the FDIC guarantees it. Anything over and above that, if that money is in the bank, you've lost it. Well, this is very similar in Cyprus. There was a certain amount, and up and above that amount, they lost it. So this super wealthy Russian that had $10 million that they were laundering through a Cyprus bank, he lost it overnight. Well, what's that Russian going to do now? He has a business back in Russia. He's got to continue the operation of his business, and he just lost $10 million. How is he going to continue to operate his business without the capital funding necessary to do it? What does he do? He, at this point, along with these other Europeans and drug lords and terrorists, are going to have to go and look for money somewhere else because they've just lost their nest egg. And when I was told this by my elite friend, I was literally dumbfounded. It was the little people who they were going to withdraw 9% from their accounts, that was nothing but a smoke screen. It really wasn't the issue at all. The real issue was that the elite wanted to wipe out much of the money of the super wealthy, and now that Russian is going to have to go and borrow, are you catching this, debt. That's right, debt. Going to have to go and borrow money from the elite's banks in order to be able to continue to maintain the operation of his business in Russia, or the European, or the terrorist, or the drug lord, whoever they may be. Now, it just lost that $10 million. In fact, I want to tell you how much my elite friend said that the super wealthy of the world lost in Cyprus. There was a loss of $10 billion in Cyprus of super wealthy people around the world who lost it, and this had been planned for months. This didn't just happen overnight. This was actually planned for months in advance, and then they pulled off the Cyprus affair. Now, I need to warn you. What happened in Cyprus, similar events to Cyprus are planned for other nations around the world. I didn't say the same event. They know not to go back in and say we're going to pull out 9%. They're not going to try that again. That stunt's over with. They know that the world is caught up with them in that. But similar events are planned in other nations of the world. Put it down beside your calendar. Watch it happen. I am very concerned. And, Benny, you'll bear with me because I'm going to have to talk about down under where you live down there. I have actually heard them talk about the possibility of a similar event in New Zealand and Japan and maybe even Australia. I'm very concerned about Japan. Japan is in grave problems right now, and they'll probably take advantage of it. So watch out. If you've got money in the banks in those places, watch them pull off another similar event to Cyprus in other nations of the world. Now I'll tell you what they're going to do in America. They're already discussing this behind closed doors, and so I'm trying my best to warn you before it happens. And if you don't take action, it's your own fault. Because, as you know, in 38 years that the elite have been giving me information, never one time have they ever told me anything that it didn't happen exactly like they said it. But if you know in advance and will take precautions, there is no reason for you to have to suffer through this. In America, they are discussing, now I didn't say that they already have it planned, they are discussing right now that in the United States of America, please now, this folks, you got to catch this. In the United States of America, they are discussing the possibility of a Cyprus event similar by going into the retirement funds. I'm saying this slowly because you've got to catch it. They're going into the retirement funds and saying, oh, America's in such horrible condition. We've got such national debt. We have no choice. We've got to have some money. They are discussing the possibility of going into the retirement funds. These are both federal, state, as well as your IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement funds of corporations. They are right now discussing the possibilities of pulling off such an event whereby they will go to those retirement funds and say, folks, we don't have any choice. We've got to have some money. You've got to help us out. And we're just automatically going to take maybe 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. I don't know what they're going to take out. But you cannot depend on those things. If there's any way you can get out, you've got to get out right now. Cash out any way you can. There are ways of cash of getting out of your IRAs and doing other things with your 401ks. I would highly recommend that you take some action with a financial consultant and do something about doing whatever is necessary, because they are already discussing the possibility of going into those funds and withdrawing money. And there's not a thing in this world you can do about it. You will have lost it. And I go back to the expression that has been said to me so many times in the past. If it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper that it's written on. If it's not a tangible, then it's in grave danger. The elite have long since gotten out of paper. In fact, I was on the phone with one. It was some while back. This hasn't just happened recently. But I was on the phone with one a while back. And the statement was, the question was asked me. He said, Chaplain, how much money do you have in your bank account? Well, I wasn't about to answer him that question over the telephone, not even to him, even though I know he's super wealthy. And he noticed that I was hesitating. and wouldn't answer his question. He said, well, let me rephrase that. He said, Chaplain, can you afford to lose the money that you have in that bank account? And I said, no, I positively can't. He said, then you'd better do something about it. The expression that I would try my best to drive home with you is, if it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper that it's written on. So they have said to me, Chaplain, we don't have anything in paper that we can't afford to lose. And I would say the same thing to you that my elite friend has said to me. If you can't afford to lose it, you don't want it in paper. You must have it in tangibles. Now, what can a tangible be? A tangible can be a spot of ground in the backyard where you can grow a garden. A tangible could be a paid-for roof over your head that there's not a mortgage on so that you can't lose it. A tangible could be gold and silver, yes. But a tangible can be many things, but it sure can't be paper. Because if it's on paper, even the elite have already gotten out of anything they can't lose. This is the way it was put to me. They've gotten out of anything, whether it be stocks, New York stock market, whether it be bonds, no matter what it may be. They said, Chaplain, if we can't afford to lose it, we've already gotten out. Most of them have gotten into gold and silver big time. I do not sell it myself. You couldn't get it from me if you tried. I'd love to have some myself also. But there's one thing that you need to take advantage of, and that is that the price is very, very low right now compared to what it's going to be. And the elite have gotten into it. Oh, they have bought literally everything they can buy. Of course, they can buy massive amounts while the price is low because they know where it's going in the not-too-distant future. So basically, Cyprus was an example. It was a trial. It was something that they wanted to see if they could get by with it. And they did. It's all over with now. And they wiped out $10 billion from the super wealthy of the world because they want to put them in debt, just like they want to put. The whole thing is about one thing, forced debt creation. And the words that they used to me when they were talking about Cyprus, these are the two words that I was amazed that they used. I'll give them to you just as they gave them to me. They said, disannul wealth. That was the exact words that was used. Disannul wealth. And that's what they did in Cyprus. They wiped out $10 billion. Now, if they can do the same thing in New Zealand and Japan, maybe Australia, and a number of other countries, do you realize that they are literally wiping out billions and billions of dollars from the wealthy in order to bring them into exactly what? Now, go back to those words of Vice President Joe Biden. He said, new financial institutions, updated global rules, a level playing field. They can't have anybody that's super wealthy except them. And they want every country, every state, every city in the condition of horrible debt, so that when they do finally decide to do what they want to do, they basically have the people of the world exactly where they want them, Benny. I'm sure you're thinking, I can almost imagine what you must be thinking as you're hearing some of these things that these people have said.
Well, you know, it occurs to me, it's quite funny, actually, because you were talking about how they might be thinking about pulling a Cyprus here in New Zealand. And the Prime Minister, John Key, who used to work for the Fed on Wall Street, said that, yeah, let's do a Cyprus. It'll be good for the economy.
Oh, he actually said that.
Yeah.
The finance minister is your Prime Minister?
Drawing up the documents. The Finance Minister, Bill English, is drawing up the documents as we speak to pass a law that says that this is what we're going to do. We're going to basically salvage the economy by stealing all the money out of the only people in this country who know how to save. And so the only people that will be left will either be the super wealthy or those that are super in debt.
This is so... Benny, you telling me that made my day being on the program today. I heard them actually talking about the possibility of New Zealand being one of the next countries that they try a Cyprus event. And now you're telling me that your Prime Minister has already intimated the possibility this might happen.
Yep, they said that Cyprus would be was a great thing, and then it's worth trying it here. Okay, well, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back. Chaplain Lindsay Williams is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Back in a minute. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Chaplain Lindsay Williams. Welcome back.
Well, Vinnie, it is a joy to be with you. This amazes me. You know, I actually heard them talk about the possibility of New Zealand being one of the places where they might try this, another Cyprus event similar. What is the name of your prime minister down there?
John Key.
John
worked on the
key,
like in a lock.
Oh, key. This is great. I'm going to do some looking up on this. This is amazing that I heard it here right from them, and you didn't know I was going to give this on your program today. And then to hear that John Key actually says this is amazing. He must know something. I guarantee you he's pulled his money out before it happens.
He has. He's worth an estimated $50 million, Chaplain, and he's put all his money into blind trusts. He was one of the people who was instrumental in setting up the European bond and derivatives trade in early 2000, I believe. And then he came here in 2008, ran for Prime Minister completely out of nowhere, and won the election. Ever since then, the country's gotten into inordinate amounts of debt. You know, it's like, what else did you expect to happen with somebody who's an expert in derivatives, which is simply just made up debt?
Yeah, derivatives. And you remember that I was told back nearly 2 years ago, they said, Chaplain, if you want to know when it's going to happen, watch the derivative market. And they gave me three signs. And I gave that on your program, I think back many, many months ago, that they had said to me, we're going to use the derivative market as a method of bringing down all the currencies of the world at the same time when we get ready to do it. Now, they're not ready to do it yet. Let me keep on expressing this, because they've expressed it to me. They are not ready for the currencies of the world to collapse yet, because they don't have you in enough debt. And it's so interesting, Vinny, that you would say that this man out of the middle of nowhere, Mr. John Key, comes to New Zealand, and he gets the country in such massive debt. And this is exactly what they told me back nearly 2 years ago. They wanted to create massive debt in every country, every person, every city, every state. They wanted such massive debt that when they do finally decide to collapse the derivative market, not the New York stock market, not Wall Street, no. The derivative market is what they said that they will collapse when they get ready to bring about the demise of all of the currencies of the world. And Mr. John Key, you say, was involved in derivatives, and he came to New Zealand out of the middle of nowhere and all of a sudden put your country into debt. That's exactly what they're doing here in the United States of America, Benny.
It's the agenda. I mean, if you can't control a country militarily, just control them monetarily.
Yes. And this is the method whereby they will take over, is a monetary method of doing it. Someone called in on a radio show that I was on a number of weeks ago. Of course, I've had a number of people call and ask this question. They said, Chaplain, you lived with the elite of the world for a period of time. And I said, yes, I did. They said, you know them fairly well. I said, well, I know some of them until yet, 38 years later. They're retired now. And they said, Chaplain, why would the elite destroy their own country? Because I've made the statement many times that nearly every one of the elite that I knew back in those days, of course, I didn't know them all, but the few that I did know, nearly every one of them had a residence in the United States of America. They were American citizens, American citizenship. And they said, why would these elite destroy their own country? And my response to them was, you don't understand the elite's mindset. If you did, you would know that they are not destroying America. They're not destroying New Zealand. They aren't destroying Great Britain. They aren't destroying Canada. They're taking it over. Not destroying it. Do you realize what they want to do? They want to put you into so much debt until your children are crying for food on the table and clothes on their back, and you need gasoline for the gas tank, and your currency has lost so much of its purchasing power, and they want to get you into such a condition that you will say, please, help us. Just get us out of the mess we're in. Give me gas for my gas tank. Give me food for my table. We'll give up our currency. We'll give up our constitution. We'll give up anything. Just get us out of the mess we're in. That's exactly where they want you. They are not destroying America. They're taking America over so that then they, under the auspices of the New World Order, can bring the world back out of the mess that it's in at that time under their direction, under their auspices, under their control. The name of the game is control. I've said it for 38 years since I lived with these people. And they want to bring the world out of the condition it's in under their control. This is all they want. So they're not really destroying anything. They're bringing everything and everybody under their control, their way. So, Vinny, that's exactly why Mr. John Key is putting New Zealand in such massive debt.
We hit the debt ceiling for the first time ever in the country's history. I believe it was something along the lines of $50 billion for only 4 million people. So he's got, like, what, 100 grand of debt per head? It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's unpaybackable. If that's even a word.
Yeah. And the elite themselves, they have already long since taken care of their money. By the way, I doubt very seriously if there's anyone on your program that could afford to stash money away in the Caymans or in Dubai. But let me warn you, I have heard that both of those places are in grave danger. So if any of you out there are wealthy enough, I don't. But if any of you out there are wealthy enough that you have laundered money through either the Caymans or Dubai, watch out very much, because they may pull a stunt there like they did in Cyprus. And if they did, they could wipe out billions and billions of dollars in either one of those places. So many Americans have stashed their money away in Caymans and in the Belize and in Dubai. And if anybody has funds there, be very, very careful. You very well could lose massive amounts because those places are targeted possibly for the future. All of this is a method of massive, I'll use the exact words that they used to me just short of 2 years ago. They call it forced debt creation. And I produced an entire DVD series on that, just telling about how they were going to do it. Now, once again, for those of you who may have joined us just recently, my new DVD series that just came out 1 week ago is entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. When I heard what my elite friend said, when he told me where to go to actually read buzzwords, what they were telling that they were going to do, I went in studio and produced a 1 hour and 30 minute DVD series entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. It came out approximately a week ago. Our toll free number, if you wish to call and get one, is 888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web after the program today. Please don't turn off that dial, because we've got a lot to talk about yet. I want to talk about why they took gold and silver where they did just recently. You can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or if you want to have an American operator answer your phone call, you can go toll-free in America to 888-799-6111. New signs the elite have just given me. Benny, have you wondered why they did what they did to gold and silver prices just recently?
What do you mean, why they dipped so significantly?
Well, there were two reasons why they did it. I did not, oftentimes they'll tell me things in advance. They did not tell me in advance this time when they were going to start the spiral of gold and silver prices. I was told when it got to the bottom. It has already hit the bottom. It's going to start up from here. And it's going to go up. Gold will probably go to $3,000 an ounce. So all of you who bailed out when it got down to the bottom, you made a terrible mistake. They're going to take it back up again. Silver is going to go to probably $75 an ounce. And they did it for two reasons. They did it intentionally. Every bit of this was by manipulation and nothing more, nothing less. It was outright done intentionally. They plummeted gold prices and silver prices, and they did it for two reasons. Number one, they had hoped to frighten the little person out of gold and silver. Now, only 1% of the people in the United States of America own any gold or silver. Only 1%. I know that sounds drastic, and it is, because people just don't realize where the elite have their money. Secondly, less than 0.5% of the people in the United States of America own gold and silver minted by the United States Mint prior to 1933 and 34, which, of course, is non-confiscatable. The elite, of course, have gotten into gold and silver, but they took the price of gold and silver, just plummeted it just recently, because, number one, they wanted to frighten the average person out of gold and silver. Well, just like when our president said after the Sandy Hook item that took place, he said, I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to put through some legislation about guns. And he became the greatest gun salesman that any president of the United States of America has ever been. Well, when they took gold prices and silver prices down just a matter of weeks ago, the same thing happened again. It backfired on them. You know, I am so glad when the elite lose. It's so neat to me to see them do something for one reason and the American people do it for another reason. The American people literally started going out and buying gold and silver to the point that if you go to a coin dealer today and ask to buy silver, he'll flat out, right out tell you, it'll be weeks before I can ever get it if I can get it at all. It's practically not available in America right now, silver minted by the United States Mint. And gold has gotten to the place that a number of gold dealers that I know, and I contact them, talk to them from time to time, and they've said, Chaplain, a person would just have to wait for weeks in order to be able to get an American Eagle. They said gold is very difficult to get right now. And at one time, I guess the Mint had even stopped minting silver. So anyway, they plummeted the price of gold and silver, hoping to get everybody out of it they could. Secondly, they did it for a second reason. They knew when they got to the bottom, and it's up from the bottom now. And when it got to the very bottom, the elite bought for everything you're worth. Really. They bought so much that the average person couldn't get it from the United States Mint because they were buying it and they knew where the value was. Did you notice something else happened at the same time? Commodities had a sell-off at the same time that gold and silver did. Wheat, corn, and I want to give you the expression that my elite friend gave me about the time that was happening. He said, Chaplain, this is the beginning of a crack. Those are the exact words he used to me on the telephone. He said, this is the beginning of a crack. Well, they took commodities down at the same time. Copper went to a 52-week low at the same time that gold and silver hit its bottom. All of the global economy right now is very, very weak. Japan is in horrible trouble. You notice what Japan's doing with their currency. They're doing everything in their power to be able to weaken their currency so that other countries can buy from them. Russia. Do you realize that 2 weeks ago, Russia, for the first time that I can ever remember in my life, Russia announced a stimulus. Russia, of all people. It was just after the Cyprus event. And, of course, Russians had lost billions of dollars in Cyprus. And Russia actually announced a stimulus event. Worldwide economic weakness everywhere. And the COMEX is in trouble. Big trouble. Some people are even suggesting that the COMEX may be bankrupt and they just haven't announced it yet. So no silver was available for a period of time. Folks, you need to watch very carefully what's happening because it's getting to the point that the elite are pulling some strings. They are not. I'll go back and say it again. I've said it a number of times during the program, and I don't like to keep saying things at the same time, but you need to realize the elite are not ready yet for a financial collapse. It is going to happen. And you must not go to sleep. your currency is still worth enough that you can go and use it. Don't go in debt. Under no circumstances, go in debt for anything. If you can't afford to pay for it, don't buy it. But if there are things that you need to do for your family, your currency is still fairly strong. It's going to become weak rapidly before too long. Go and do what you need to do. I have made some very definite decisions in my household within the past 2 months' time. I've done some things that I would not have done 6 months ago. You've got to get into tangibles and get out of paper of every kind possible, because the paper, if you have it, you are going to take a loss. Now, you will remember.
Because I would actually encourage people to invest in paper, toilet paper, because nothing is more valuable in an economic collapse situation. I can assure you.
You are great. I love that. There are a number of things I could suggest. There are things that men need. There are certain things that ladies need. And if you didn't have them, can you imagine what a mess your house would be in? And you're right. If it's ever a time that you need toilet paper, you're right. Invest in paper. Invest in those things that you need. Let's think of some other things, Vinny, that people need to do right now.
How about you hold that thought, Chaplain, and we'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Chaplain Lindsay Williams from prophecyclub.com is my very special guest. Only one more segment. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Out the door, just in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. In the car, the wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul, but I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Welcome back to the final segment with the Chaplain, Lindsay Williams. Now, you were going through a list of other things that you think people should invest in other than toilet paper investments.
Well, Vinny, I'm fascinated by what you said. You are so bright. I put it in my notes. I'm going to use this on other shows when I'm talking about this. Invest in paper. And whenever I say that, of course, the audience will definitely know that I'm saying the exact opposite of what I've normally said, and then I will say toilet paper. Vinny, you just gave me one great statement. Thank you so very much. You helped to make my day today.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you what Canada has done. Please, you still have those pencils and paper handy there. I want you to jot this down and actually go on the Internet and look this up for yourself also. Canada, just north of the United States of America, had just adopted the 2013 budget. And in their budget, on page, I'm even going to tell you where to find it now. You can go look for it yourself. This will amaze you. On page 144 and 145 in the Canadian budget for 2013 is called an Economic Action Plan for 2013. And the Canadians don't have the slightest idea. They are in just as much trouble as Cyprus. In this Economic Action Plan for 2013, which is actually described in detail on page 144 and 145, it states that the Canadian government has the right to go into the bank account of any bank account in the country of Canada, any person who has any amount of money deposited in a bank in Canada, in the case of, and I'm going to actually quote the words that they use, systematically important banks. Now, in America, we would say banks that they're too big to fail. In the Canadian budget, they said any banks that are systematically important banks, if they happen to fail and become insolvent, that the Canadian government has the right to go into the bank account of every bank account in the country of Canada and withdraw whatever they want, any amount, at will, and to see to it that that bank is bailed out. It is amazing, Benny, how countries around the world are putting their constituents, their people, the residents of that country, in jeopardy. Cyprus is just the first place that they tried such. And Canada already has it in law as of right now, Benny.
Can I ask as well, in your travels and your learning over the years, have you seen that the elite have no conscience, and maybe the people who work for them also don't really have any idea what they're doing? They're simply serving evil, and they might be unaware of it, like the bankers and the prime ministers and so on and so forth, have perhaps been duped into thinking that they're doing the right thing. Do you know anything like that?
The people who work for them, I don't think they really realize what they're doing. That I can say yes, because, see, there were so many people around me when I was at Prudhoe Bay, for instance, and was the chaplain for the elite. And many of the people had not the foggiest idea of what was going on. All they knew were that they were involved in a project of some kind. But the elite themselves, they know exactly what they're doing. And as far as conscience is concerned, I think they've long since lost it. It seems that they have no sense of anything but one thing, and that is control, control, control. Why would Hitler do what he did in the last war? Why would Mussolini do what he did? Why did Stalin do what he did in Russia? Why did Mao do what he did in China? The elite are basically on the same level, except instead of just going out and outright murdering people, they're doing it through austerity measures of every kind imaginable. They're doing it through a healthcare system which contains euthanasia. They've become a little more sophisticated in their methodology of what they're doing, but the elite know good and well what they're doing. I will say this, though, Benny. You see, the people that I knew back in those days, they're in their 70s and 80s now. And I'll admit to you, they are very concerned. They're concerned about what the younger elite are doing, and they are very concerned about their children. I've had the wife of one of the elite, whom I got to know through him, of course. Our families were close at one time, and she is so concerned about her children. She has written me many times and talked about her sons, her daughters, who now are out in the business world. Some of them are some of the oil company officials and so on. And she's very, very concerned about the pattern that's been set and what's happening. So the older elite are concerned about what the younger ones are doing. But yet, on the other hand, I think the pattern is pretty much set. Barring divine intervention, they will accomplish what they want to accomplish. But there again, I go back to what I said about halfway through the program, and that is, I honestly believe at this point that there is a possibility that because of the free spirit that has been evident in America since our founding, and because we are generations of free people over here, I think that there is a very good possibility that there is going to be a successful rebellion against the Antichrist in the United States of America. And this is one of the reasons I produced this latest DVD series that I just produced and came out last week, The New Signs That the Elite Have Given Me. I want you to be so informed that you will know a step ahead of what the elite are going to do. Just like your prime minister down there, Mr. John Key, he has told you probably what they're going to try to do in New Zealand. Now, those who take action right now can spare themselves. And those of you who will believe what my elite friend has told me, and please, get this DVD. It is not copywritten. Did you catch that? My new DVD series, The New Signs the Elite Have Given Me, it is not copywritten. You can put it on a DVD copy machine. Now, this is a DVD that you watch on your television set in your home. This is not a CD. It's a DVD. And you can copy this DVD. It has no copyright on it. And please copy it and give it to every friend and neighbor you possibly can, because if I can inform, and Benny, if you can inform, and other radio talk show hosts around the country can inform people enough, the elite don't have a chance. There's only a handful of them. There are millions of us. And if enough wake up, and they are, they're waking up in mass in the United States of America. I honestly believe that there is a possibility that there can be a concerted, I don't want to get too harsh with this. I think that could be a concerted effort on the part of the American people that would literally scare the living daylights out of the elite to the point that they're either going to have to go much faster with what they're doing and bring it about immediately, or they're going to have to back off a little bit. So I think there is hope here in the United States of America. So please get this so that everyone will know what they're going to do, and then when you see approaching what they have said they're going to do, then you can take the action accordingly, Benny.
Okay. Now, I was also thinking about this, too, that having good friends around you, because this, it's so important, especially in this day and age, when you're learning about things that are, well, more or less, Chaplain, terrifying. The thing that you really need often is good friends around you to help you deal with the fact that you know all these really scary things, and there isn't a ridiculously large amount that you can do about it, and like no man can stop it on his own. But in terms of talk radio, it's such an effective medium. And in New Zealand, if you call up talk radio and you mention a politician while you're on air, exposing them, and so on and so forth, that politician has that transcript of that talk radio show sent to them for review. So if you ever want to get a message to a politician without having to send them a message, just call in to local talk radio and say the truth. It doesn't matter if the host turns out to be a scumbag who hangs up on you, because you will hijack, for a moment at least, their audience, and you can get the truth out using other people's apparatus. This is using the weapons of the enemy against them. They don't like talk radio, as far as I know, the elite, because it is so effective and instrumental at waking people up. Because when people are listening, they're really listening.
Okay. Well, I am so proud of the American Freedom Network, Benny, and what they're doing. They literally are waking up millions of people. And I'm always so glad to be on as a guest on any one of the shows on the American Freedom Network, because I know the number of people that you're reaching. I have kept very meticulous records over the many years that I've done radio talk shows since 38 years ago when I did my first one. And I will have those people who take calls for me out in the middle part of the country. And I'll ask them, how many people did you have call in today? And I can account it to the particular radio talk show that I happen to be on that day. And I know approximately how many listeners a network has. American Freedom Radio Network has a major amount of listeners. And there'll be a lot of people who will call in. And I can pretty much tell you approximately how many people you have on any given show as a result of this. Now, there's one other thing that I would urge people to do. I know we're coming.
We don't have time, Lindsay, unfortunately. We've got to go. All right. Well, we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Lindsay.